This is Sydney, the capital of New South Wales, Australia's largest and most iconic city. As with many large cities these days, it's run mostly by woke people. Case in point, City of Sydney Council, which covers the CBD and surrounding inner city suburbs. This is their website. It looks innocuous enough. Rates, parking permits, parks, pools and libraries. Nothing to see here, right? Well, we have to ask ourselves, what makes a council woke? The answer? It's people, of course. The council is made up of a Lord Mayor and 9 councillors, each more woke than the next. Well, almost. Let's start with Lord Mayor Clover Moore. The almost 80-year-old Ms. Moore is the longest-serving Lord Mayor of Sydney, having served since 2004. But does she meet our wokeness criteria? She has a husband and 2 children, not typically considered woke, but has championed progressive policies, is an arts graduate, and is the first popularly elected woman to lead the City of Sydney. Tick! Not to mention her Team Clover rainbow shirts. Councillor Zan Maxwell, Deputy Lord Mayor. He looks like a pretty normal guy, but I typed his name into a search engine. Zan Maxwell could be City of Sydney Council's first out gay Lord Mayor. Gay Lord Mayor? It said could be, so I continued my search. Gay Councillor Zan Maxwell named Deputy Lord Mayor of Sydney. Enough said. Tick. By the way, Mr. Maxwell is a member of the Labour Party. Councillor Matthew Thompson. Hi, I'm Matthew. I'm a community services worker, queer activist, university student studying environmental science, and one of your Greens candidates. If you pop over to Matthew's Instagram page, you can see how your ratepayer money is being spent and see him in his full glory. Him? I just don't know anymore. Either way, woke. Tick. Councillor Yvonne Weldon. She's female. She's Aboriginal. Actually, she's the first Aboriginal councillor. She plays wheelchair basketball. She wants to remove the title of Lord from Lord Mayor, as it suggests aristocracy and superiority. The mayor ought to be a servant of the people rather than their master. Good point. But clearly, woke. Councillor Mitch Wilson, part of the Rainbow Labour crowd. Actually, I've got his name wrong. If you look at the council website, Councillor Ollie Arkins. They recently changed their name from Mitch Wilson. Either way, no matter how you slice it, woke. Councillor Adam Walling. If you look at his Facebook page, lots of LGBT marches and so on. Meet City of Sydney's new out-gay councillor, Adam Walling. I'm really excited to be a councillor at the City of Sydney and I happen to be gay. Happen to be gay? This seems to be a recurring theme over at the Sydney Council. Woke. Councillor Sylvie Elsmore. She's a member of the Greens. She has blue hair. She's worked as a native title lawyer. And she's coordinated anti-racism and environmental justice campaigns. She's turning car parks into Aboriginal aged care homes. Homos against ScoMo. Woke. Where are we? We seem to be running out of councillors. Oh, here's one. Councillor Robert Koch. Surely they're having a laugh. No, this is not a dream. It's real life. According to his bio, Councillor Koch migrated from Malaysia 30 years ago. Presumably Koch is a reasonably common surname in Malaysia. Known for his strong understanding of Asian culture, he is a passionate advocate for cross-cultural awareness. A member of the Clover Moore Independents, here he is wearing a rainbow hat. I don't know if he is truly socially progressive, or if he's just trying to maintain his ratepayer-funded job, but actions speak louder than words. Woke. Councillor Jess Miller. I don't know much about her, as her council bio is blank. Perhaps I'm just being lazy at this point of the video, but she's a member of the Clover Moore Quartet, so I can only assume she is woke. Not to mention she was standing next to Councillor Koch at this LGBT event. And last but not least, possibly the only councillor who isn't woke, Councillor Lyndon Gannon. He's actually a member of the Liberal Party, possibly the only right-leaning councillor on the council. On his Facebook page, he actually openly disagrees with his fellow councillors. it beggars belief that all councillors, apart from myself, thought it appropriate to vote in favour of giving $22,000 of City of Sydney ratepayers' money to a climate organisation that continuously flouts the rule of law. He's referring to the Rising Tide protest group, who go around blocking ships and trains in the name of saving the planet. Police arrest 170 at New South Wales Rising Tide protest as activists temporarily block coal ships. Yes, Sydney ratepayer money is being used to fund illegal activism. Of course, the council are proud employers of diverse sexualities and genders and intersex people. I don't know why they have to announce that, as one's sexuality is a fairly private affair, I would think, but there you go. They have trans and gender diverse swim days. Following further Greens motions in 2023, these events have now been established as a regular part of the City of Sydney's community programming. I don't know why they need a special swim day. Surely everyone is welcome at the public pool, regardless of gender. They have an LGBT collection. I don't know what that is. They have an Oxford Street LGBT strategy. They have a gay and lesbian Holocaust memorial. They publish plans to build raised Progress Pride flag intersections. I'm not sure how letting cars drive all over the Pride flag helps the LGBT community. They of course acknowledge the Gadigal of the Eora Nation as the traditional custodians of the land. Anyway, you get the idea. Your city is in good hands. This motley crew are putting your hard-earned ratepayer money to work to make Sydney a woker place, whether you like it or not. If they could only replace that Liberal guy with a Muslim person, then all would be right in the world.